Good afternoon. I am Brooke, and I am a grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater.
Hi.
Hi. And I'm really happy to be here today to talk about this topic. All right, so does anyone here have a perfect program? Excellent. So it's not just me. Okay, great. Because, you know, I was a bit nervous speaking to you today because sometimes I feel like it can be a real struggle for me to balance a full life and keeping my recovery a priority. And right now I'm actually in between OA home meetings, and so I just wasn't really sure if I should be speaking at an OA convention. And I just wanted to be completely honest with that. But knowing that I'm not alone and not having a perfect program gives me the courage to share my experience, strength, and hope with you today. So thank you for your honesty about your programs. I appreciate that. So I've been abstinent for 530 days. Thank you. May 15th, 2023, I put down the food. I weighed 104 pounds. And I'm sorry, 401 pounds. 401 pounds. I tried to trick you, but you were listening. So since then, with the help of my higher power, this program, my sponsor, and the incredible fellows that I've met along the way, I have released 150 pounds so far. So this is quite a shift. I've been overweight since I was in elementary school, and as an adult, my weight has fluctuated anywhere between 250 and 430 pounds at my highest, most of the time in the high 300s. I've tried everything to try to get to a normal body weight. Diets, restriction, mindful eating, countless other programs, including weight loss surgery. None of it worked. So what I didn't realize that, shockingly, this addict was addicted to everything else, was also a food addict. So I'm here today to share with you my experience with body image and body acceptance. So when I was asked to speak at this convention and was told the overall theme was acceptance, I said, that's great. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. That's my favorite reading in the big book. I say it every day. You know, in my recovery, I've really embraced accepting life on life's terms. I feel great about the topic of acceptance. And then I get the email, we would like you to be on the panel for the topic of body image and body acceptance. And I said, say what now? I was very doubtful that I'd be able to speak about body acceptance in an honest and genuine way. That's because I truly struggle with liking or even accepting the way that I look. And that's really a nice way of saying it, because for most of my life, I've hated and been downright disgusted with the way that I look often. Yet I've always been completely preoccupied with appearance. I thought if I could just look the right way, which meant being a certain body size, shape, and weight, that everything in my life would be perfect. And certainly all of my problems are because of my weight and my appearance, right? So having had this long track record of negative and judgmental thoughts about my own body and appearance, what could I possibly offer as a hopeful message? Well, my experience over the last roughly year and a half have been completely different. So then I thought, what has been so different this time than the rest? I mean, I've tried many, many times trying to achieve a healthy body weight. Many things are different, of course, this time. But what I realized in reflecting on this specific topic is that this time around, I treat myself differently than I ever have before. The way that I talk to myself is different. Where I put my focus is different. I've discovered that body acceptance has very little to do with the way that I look. It has everything to do with how I talk to myself and where I put my focus. It's miraculous how significantly my life and body have changed over this past year and a half. As anyone who's had a substantial change in your body weight knows, it's not all sunshine and roses. I'm working on catching my brain up to where my body is and where it's going. And in doing so, I've really had to look at body image acceptance and exactly what does that mean for me. I've had to accept the fact that I let myself get to 400 pounds. I needed to accept that during this journey, including today, my body doesn't look how I would like it to look. I've also had to accept that there is no perfect weight or magical time in the future where I will be 100%, woo-hoo, I love my body. It's not going to happen. So finally, acceptance and understanding of all of that, that all of that is actually okay. I'm okay today just how I am. I've evolved my thinking into a new definition of body acceptance for me. It's a whole lot more than just my appearance. So knowing that I can accept my body today as it is, as imperfect as it is, lumpy as it is, curvy as it is, that's been an absolute game changer for me. I've spent my entire life fighting with and hating this body. Today I've surrendered and I'm no longer attaching my entire self-worth to a number that really doesn't mean all that much. I've realized that body acceptance is also essential for my mental and emotional well-being. How can I possibly take care of something that I hate? So body acceptance, it's about how I feel, how I move through the world, what my body can do for me, and being grateful for all of that. The less I focus simply on my appearance, the happier and fuller my life seems to become. This mindset has played a huge role in my, this time, for the first time in my life, after countless attempts to control my weight, control my eating, control just about everything in my life. For today, I have found abstinence, freedom, improved health, personal growth, and happiness that seemed truly impossible and out of reach. We live in a culture that puts so much pressure on and attaches value to unrealistic and unattainable standards of beauty. This makes it nearly impossible to actually feel good about ourselves and to live in acceptance of our bodies as they are. Research actually proves that when people are asked to rate their body image before and after looking at a fashion magazine or social media, it's worse after than it was before. And that's just by looking at pictures. When those same people are asked to rate their body image before and after working out, guess what? Body image improves after working out. So why is this? It's because it's not about appearance. Body image is an inside-out thing. It has more to do with how I talk to myself and where I put my focus than anything else. So for me, it's finding places where I can feel good in my body, the increased energy that I have, my ability to do the things that I want to do, the ease in which I move through the world. It's about my experience in my body, which happens in a lot of different ways. How do I feel about my body? How strong do I feel? What's my mobility like? How much does my body impact my ability to participate and engage in the activities that I want to engage in? Focusing on these things and not on my appearance, that is how I can really improve my body image. And believe me, when I look in the mirror, I don't see what I want to see. I don't love the way that I look naked. And yes, I'm reacting to different changes in my body because of things like loose skin and more wrinkles. You know, one doesn't release 150 pounds without some of those things. And there are days where I am overwhelmed with negative thoughts about my appearance. That voice can really be hard to silence. But when I get so fixated on appearance, that's when I start feeling defeated and demoralized, you know, and kind of like, F it, who cares? You know, I almost looked younger and better before, but that's not what it's about. Where I put my focus is going to impact my body. If I put my focus on comparing myself to other people and I come out at the bottom, which I probably will, my body image is going to be worse. If I put my focus on taking care of my body, what is my body capable of, and feeling good about the things that I can do, I'm going to feel good. And the way that I talk to myself, that is going to have the biggest impact on my body more than anything else, more than what anybody says to me or what anyone thinks about me, because that's the stuff that I'm saying all day long. Oh my gosh, I look terrible. I'm embarrassed. I feel ashamed about my body. I'm ugly, I'm old. What is everyone thinking? Well, everybody isn't thinking nearly what I'm thinking about myself. So what I can work on is controlling the loop that runs in my head. Recognizing that negative thinking is not helpful, and that might only get me back to where I was when I was 400 pounds and feeling absolutely miserable inside and out. I can treat myself with kindness and compassion. I don't need to beat myself up. I don't need to be stuck in self-judgment, shame, and preoccupation with weight. I don't want to go back to where I was. And at the end of the day, the thing that could take me back there quicker than anything, or actually push me forward, is how I talk to myself and where I put my focus. Today, I can see and appreciate how much bigger my world has become, and I'm so incredibly grateful for that. At 400 pounds, my world had become incredibly small. I isolated, avoided family and friends, activities, trips, so many other experiences and personal growth opportunities in my life. My life now is full of so many wonderful people who I am not afraid to be myself around. My mental energy is no longer zapped with worrying about logistical concerns, such as how am I going to fit in that seat? How long do I have to walk when I go somewhere? How much am I sweating? Do any of my clothes fit? When that space in my brain was freed up, I'm now able to get to the heart of who I actually am and what I want my life to be. How do I want to spend my time? Who do I want to spend my time with? What creative thoughts do I have, and how can I put my dreams into action? What new experiences can I try? What are my passions? I was really having to learn who I am again from the ground up. When I'm in my disease, the body image distress, the preoccupation with food and weight, being physically uncomfortable all the time, all of that crowds out everything else. So we don't have to be 100% in love with our bodies to have a good quality of life. We can feel good about ourselves. We can enjoy ourselves and do fun things. We can move freely through the world and participate fully in life. Today, I am so much more comfortable with myself. I am more open and honest with people in my life because I'm not so self-absorbed. It's not that I wanted to be self-absorbed. I was just suffering and I didn't know how to handle things. When I was in my head about every little thing, you know, now I feel like I'm really been able to blossom into my true self instead of being in just that survival mode. My sponsor tells me, your past is falling off of you. Body acceptance is a journey, not a destination. But there is hope, healing, and acceptance if we can shift our focus. I surround myself with supportive and loving people. I engage in self-care, and I try my best to be nice to myself. Every day presents its own challenges, and life is far from perfect. However, I'm no longer waiting for that magical wait for everything in life to be perfect, because it never will be. I am worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of my shape and size. I'm a work in progress. I feel good right now, and that is good enough for today. Thank you.